Representative Victoria Spartz calls for ending Schumer shutdown, need to open the government. By Elizabeth Weibel on November 12, 2025. Representative Victoria Spartz, RN, expressed that she is in favor of ending the government shutdown, which has stretched 43 days, ahead of the House of Representatives voting on a continuing resolution, CR, to reopen the government. Spartz, who was one of two Republicans who voted against a seven-week CR in September, pointed out that lawmakers need to open the government so that U.S. military service members can be paid, and so that essential services can resume. We need to open the government, pay our military, and provide essential services, Spartz wrote in a post on X. The CR doesn't increase spending or set us up for a Christmas omnibus, so I will support it. In Spartz's post, she shared an article from 93.1 FM WIBC regarding an interview between she and radio host Tony Katz. When asked where she was on voting to end the shutdown, Spartz explained that she was happy to see that the Senate Republicans didn't fold to Senate Democrats regarding the shutdown. I'm actually very happy to see that GOP didn't fold, Spartz said. We need to have a discussion about healthcare. You know, I am a big supporter of healthcare. Reforms of the country do benefit on think, sick, healthcare. But we cannot be funneling hundreds of billions to insurance companies and hospitals and so on. Spartz's comments come after the Senate voted 60-40 Monday on the CR to reopen the government. Breitbart News deputy political editor Bradley J. reported that the CR will fund the government through January 30, 2026 and that it also consists of three relatively non-controversial appropriations bills extending through the fiscal year. The passage of the CR on Monday came after the Senate voted 60-40 Sunday on a procedural vote that would let the CR move forward. The motion passed 60-40, without a single vote to spare, and will enable a future vote on a clean continuing resolution through January 30, 2026, packaged with three relatively non-controversial appropriations bills extending through the fiscal year: agriculture, military construction, veterans affairs, and legislative branch. The agreement includes back pay for federal employees and guarantees that the 4,000-plus federal employees laid off during the shutdown will be rehired, as well as a blanket prohibition on future reductions in force through January 30. Those jobs are a drop in the bucket compared to the 250,000 or so the Trump administration eliminated before the shutdown. House Democrat leadership was previously reported to be whipping House Democrats to oppose the CR. The CR and minibus package were accused of failing to address the Republican healthcare crisis that strips away healthcare and dramatically increases the cost of premiums, deductibles, and co-pays for millions of Americans.